After the Kohanim set out the Maracha Gdola and went to Ramakir and did Kobach, they then started setting out the Maracha Shnia Shal Ketorah, the second arrangement of Eitan. After that arrangement of Eitan, after it turns into Kol, the Kol will be brought onto the Mizrach HaPnimi on which will be Makir the Ketorah. After the Maracha Shnia Shal Ketorah, they took select Atse Te'ena, very nice Eitan from a Te'ena tree. As we saw earlier, the preferred Eitan was Atse Te'ena or Atse Egos or Atse Shemet. Some say that Atse Tena was the number one preferred Eitan, and according to some shita, the Eitan Das, that Adam Arishon Ephraim was a Te'ena. So therefore, as a kapara, we take Atse Tena and use it on the Mizbeach. Mekinege Karen, my Rebbe explained this, Mashach Menach Karen Klapi Tzuachdoin Arba Amos. The place for the Maracha Shnei Torah was towards the southwestern corner of the Mizbeach. It was 4 Amos away from the corner towards the north. The Oimei Chamei Sam Gecholim. We use the amount of Eitan that after it turns into Kol, we would have about 5 Sam of Kol to be brought onto the Mizbeach HaPnimi. U'bishabes Oimei Shmeine Sam Gecholim Shesham HaYinoitin and Shnei Bezichei Levoina Sholachem HaPanim. On Shabbos, when the Kohanim set out the Maracha Shnia Shal Ketoreh, they use even more Eitan, the amount of Eitan that you need, to have about 8 Sam of Kol after it turns into Kol. As 5 psalm of the calls will be brought into the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and the other 3 psalm will be left there in the Mizbeach HaChitzah, and on those 3 psalm of calls, we would be marked the Tibbezicha Levona Sholachim upon him. As every Shabbos, the Kohanim would take the Tibbezicha Levona that was on the Shulchan, and it would be marked it on the Mizbeach HaChitzah, and that would allow the Kohanim to eat the Lachim upon him. After the Marachas had been set up, the Eivarim, the limb, from the previous day Kabbanim, and the Pedarim, the halav and the fat from the previous day's korbanot that had not been consumed from the previous evening, and while the marachas had been set up, they were put on the sides of the mizbeach or on the keder. Now that the marachas have been set up, the evam and the dharm are returned and put on the marachas. He tisu shtei marachos be'esh. After the marachas were set up, they would be ignited be'esh. They are the ubo leham lelishkat hagazes. After they lit the marachas be'esh, the kohanim would go down to lishkat hagazes, the lishkat in the hazar, in which they did the pisos, the lottery, to see which Kohanim would be Zocha to be mocked of the Korban Talmud that is brought that morning. The Sabbath Talmud, Paragimel Mishnah Aleph, Amar Lahem HaMamuna. After the Kohanim went into Lishkat HaGadot for the lottery, the Mamuna, the one in charge of the pisos of the lottery, would say to the Kohanim, Bo, Behefisu, let's go and do the lottery. Mi Shochet, Mi Zorek. Let's see who's going to be Zocha to do the Shechita of the Korban Talmud. Even though even a Zahar, non-Kohen, can do the Shechita is an Avoda that's kosher of the Zahar, they still did a lottery for the Shechita, and since it was the first Avoda done on the Korban Talmud, it was very covered, very dear to the Kohen, so therefore they had to draw a lottery to see which Kohen would be Zocha in it, as all the Kohen wanted to do that Avoda. Mi Zorek, let's also see who's going to be Zocha, to do the Kabbalah Tadam and the Zikah Tadam, Mi Midashi and Mizbeach HaPnimi, who's going to be Zocha to clear out the ashes from the Mizbeach HaPnimi, on which were Makta Zikitur. Mi Medashi and Etam and Nero, who's going to be the one to be built to be made to the Nero, to clear out the ashes from the Nero, and to set it up for the lighting of the menorah. Mi Mala Ivarim Lekeda, who's going to be built to bring the limbs of the Korban Talmud to the ram from which they're taken and put on the Maracha. Harosh Baharego, one coin will be built to bring the roach and the rego of the Korban Talmud to the Kebet. Ushtei Hayidayim. One plan will be Zocha to bring the 2 forelegs of the Korban Talmud to the Kedah. Ha'ike v'harega. Another plan will be Zocha to bring the tail and the hind leg to the Kedah. Ha'chazeh v'hagera. Another plan will be Zocha to bring the breast and the gera, which is the neck, together with the lungs and the heart. Ushtei d'banas. Another plan will be Zocha to bring the 2 flanks of the Korban Talmud to the Kedah. Ha'kurvayim. And one plan will bring the inside of the Korban Talmud to the Kedah. After all this is brought on the Kedah, then other Kohanim will take it from the Kedah and put it on the Mizbeach, where it is Nikrav, and the Korban Talmud is in Olah, so the entire Korban is Nikrav on the Mizbeach. That's Selet. Another Kohanim will bring the Selet, the flower, to the Minchas Nisachim, which is brought together with the Talmud. The Ha-Habitim, another Kohanim will be Zocha to bring the Habitim. This is a Mincha that the Kohanim Gadol brings every day, 6 Chalos in the morning and 6 Chalos in the evening. The Hayayin, and the last corn will be Zocha to bring the yayin four of the Nesachim, two of them is back. Altogether, 13 Kohanim were zochah to take part in the Akrabat HaTamid. Hefisu, they then drew the lottery. Zocha, Misa Zocha, whoever was zocha is the one that gets the choice of that voter, which is the Zerika. So the person who was zocha gets the Zerika. They're all standing around in a circle and pull out one or two fingers. The Mamuna then calls out a very high number. Then he goes around and starts counting the fingers of the Kohanim that are standing around in a circle, and when he reaches the number that he had called out originally, that coin is Zocha and the Zerika, which is the Tresis Avoda. Even though Shechita comes first, but since Shechita is part of the Zor, the Zerika and the Kabbalah Sadam is the choice of Avoda, that coin would be Zocha and the Kabbalah Sadam and the Zerika, and the coin standing next to him would be Zocha and the Shechita, and the coin standing next to him would be Zocha and the Dishim is Bech Hapim, and so on and so forth. The 12 coins standing next to him would be Zocha and the other 12 Avodas. Altogether, 13 Kohanim are zocha to participate in our Kravat HaTamid.